I'll say this, that there's been a, the last 2 weeks, there's a local church, doesn't matter what church, it just is a different order, and they had dove into Ephesians chapter 1. And I've always wondered how a different order would get into and try to address and talk about just, it's got to be one of the greatest gifts that we've been given to understand that something as great as eternal salvation is not in any bit of our control, and we're not responsible for it. We can't mess it up. We're not required to do something for it. And how do they get around that? How do they talk about it? Well, this last couple of weeks, it's been discussed in this church, and when you think about what our Lord is, when you think about what Brother Sam talked about, the sermon we heard Friday night, and Brother Luke was talking about our Lord is a Lord of, he started with do all things decently and in order, and everything is in order, and the Lord doesn't just throw something out there and hope that it sticks against the wall, you know. He doesn't do that. He knows what he's putting together. He knows how it's set up. He understands it. And he wouldn't put something together that when you start to go so far and then all of a sudden it just doesn't make sense. So you have to try to kind of, you know, maneuver it around a little bit and kind of manipulate it so it can fit. That's not how the Lord works. He's a perfect builder. He's the master builder. He is going to have it. Every one of his quarters are going to be perfect. They're going to line up. It's going to be spot on. When you look down the wall, it would be plumb and in order. It's going to be straight. There's going to be no lean to it. That's how great our God is. So when you come into something as big as Ephesians, and you say, well, how does someone talk about that? How do they embrace that? Well, you have to go back a little bit, and you have to first start with understanding what we are on our own. And you really can't grasp what God is until you really get around what we are. Yeah. Because if you think we've got something on our own, then you don't make sure, you won't get it right. You won't make sure that God is getting all the glory. Because if you think that we've got just a little bit, a 0.01% chance that we've got to do something, or we've got something good about us on our own, then all of a sudden everything else will not add up. It won't add up. You've got to go back to what we are by ourselves. And what we are by ourselves is nothing. We're sinners and we've got nothing good about us. And you don't want to, in most places, and most people won't want to start there. But if you can get to that point and you can go from there and move forward, then you can get it. You can see it. Why? Because the Lord blessed us to know that once you can get around understanding that we on our own are worthless. We've got nothing about us. Now that takes a lot to get around. That takes a lot for you to get your head around to say, really nothing. I've done some good. No, if you've done good, it's because the Lord has blessed it. The Lord has worked through you. If you've done anything, if you have anything about you that's good, it's because the Lord's in you and he's working in you. That's what it comes down to. That's how great it is. So when you come down, you say, how are you going to get to this section? Well, to get to this section, we have to make sure we go back to understand what we are and what we are by nature. So when you go forward, I was thinking about what it said, and this, as I read where he was, this preacher was, and I got down to Ephesians 1 and 14. And I thought about this just sitting there tonight. He says, which is the earnest, let's go back to 13. He says, in whom Ephesians 1 and 13, in whom ye also trusted, after that you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you had believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of your inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Now I notice what it says, whom ye also trusted. Go back one more verse, and it says that we should be the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. He's talking about God trusting in Christ, talking about what he was going to come down and do. None of it is making sure that there's anything laid upon us. But look what he says, that we have the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance. He's saying, you got earnest money that you go out to buy something. I don't even know if they buy houses like this anymore, where they give earnest money down to get everything worked out, and then you get it all squared away, and the rest of the loan comes through. I don't even know if they do it that way. Things probably move faster than that nowadays, but that's how you did it. You would put earnest money down, and you would say, here, I'm going to get that. I'm going to buy that. That's what it is. We have the Holy Spirit here. It's the earnest of our inheritance, of what we got coming at us, what is going to come unto the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. It's the redemption of what's already been purchased. It's already done. It's already paid for. It's done deal. There's nothing more that has to be added to. If you paid any more, it'd be overpayment. And there's nothing that the Lord does that is not right on. It's down to the penny. He's got it all taken care of. He didn't pay for too little. He didn't pay for too much. He paid for the exact amount. He didn't just spill any blood. He shed his blood over the exact amount of sins that had to be paid for. That's what he did. That's how great our God is. It is a earnest of the inheritance that we got coming. Why? Because we did something? No, because he paid for it. He bought us, and he says, this is the purchased possessions that I'm coming to get. When you think about what it is, what it says, when you feel that Holy Spirit, that's the earnest of the inheritance. That's what it is. When you sit in a meeting like we sat in this weekend, and men are blessed to preach, and you just know that it's the Spirit, when the singing, and I can't tell you if you all are on key or not on key, because it all sounds the same, but I can feel when it's good singing. I can feel when it's blessed. I can feel when the Spirit is in there with us, and I'm be like, that's really good. That Spirit working on us is the earnest of our inheritance. When we have that, you think about it. When you look, the boys, they don't have much inheritance coming at them. You know, the boys, they know they got this little corner right there, maybe. That's what they've got. But when they can look at it and they can pull up into the house, into that little corner, they can say, that's our inheritance right there. It's not much, but, you know, they talk about it, and they say, well, we want to meet back here, and we want to keep it in the family, we want to do that. Think about what our inheritance is. Well, what he's talking about there, eternal salvation, glory, peace beyond measure. That's what our inheritance is. We are blessed beyond measure because we have an understanding of what we are by nature and what we are by ourselves. Because when we understand that, then we can truly go into Ephesians 1 and we can get what he's saying. We can get that. And when you can understand that, there's nothing that this world can throw at us that we can't handle. May the Lord bless you, is my prayer.